This is a CBC podcast. The World at 6, a CBC Radio cornerstone. Tune in for news from around the globe. Discover all the ways you can listen at cbc.ca/W6.
Tell me more about Danny Keene. Who is he?
I think the best way to describe him is as a true free spirit. He's been playing that shiny black piano from the back of his pickup truck for more than 20 years. And for most of that time, Danny Keene was a by-the-book, sheet music-playing, ragtime boogie-woogie performer. He got paid to play from his truck in parades, community events, and business promotions in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey.
All right, but what made him decide to take his piano and his dog and his truck beyond those states?
Keene decided to give up the security of a regular paycheck when he turned 50. He's not married and he doesn't have any kids at home, so he sold his house and everything he owned and hit the road. He says it's because he had this thought.
You're going to drop dead soon, so you better let go of all the fear and repression, not give a crap what anybody thinks, and just have fun. And I was so burnt out that I crashed. So now I get to give as much as I want in any way that I want it to the world through my music. So I want everybody to get on this truck to have the feeling of sitting on the back of a piano out on a truck outside with this wonderful dog, who's my first dog ever, hasn't had a collar or leash on him in 12 years. He's 14 years old. And I just want to share a partnership and have everybody be the experience.
All right. But how does he sustain himself? I mean, does he pass the hat? Where does he stay?
Yeah, no, he'll accept voluntary contributions, voluntary donations if they're offered. There's also a place on his website that you can donate to if you're with your credit card if you want to. And he does pass out brochures and he has lots of signs on his truck, but he never directly asks for money. And as for accommodations, he uses the website couchsurfing.com to find people who are willing to put him up for the night. And he says that's worked out really well. And sometimes he stays with friends of friends.
Okay. So where has he been the past couple of years?
He's not a big planner and he's let go of controlling everything. He just goes where he feels he might be needed. One of his first stops was in February of 2006. He was there for victims of Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. Keene says that was a really moving experience, as you can imagine. And since then, he's gone all the way to California. And now he's hoping Alaska and even China are in his future.
Okay. What drew him to Newfoundland?
He says he came to Newfoundland because he always wanted to go east. He drove across our province during all that heavy wind and rain last week, and he says it was the first time in 21 years that the tire paper blew off of his piano.
Okay. Take us up to Signal Hill. You were up there with him last week. What was that like?
Yeah, well, his red pickup truck is 20 years old, and it's got over 200,000 miles on it. And Keene's biggest fear was that it wouldn't make it up Signal Hill, but it did. And the dog took its place across the top of the piano and stayed there the whole time. At first, only the security guard was watching when he started playing. But listen to what happens when a young family approaches.
Here, read about it.
Yeah. This is my son.
Your son. Okay. He needs to get up here and have this experience.
My name's Lou. My son's name is Malachi. He just turned 5. We were over by the tattoo and I could hear music and I thought, where's that coming from? It sounded so beautiful. And then I realized somebody's playing a piano out of a truck.
Try it. Right. Excellent. Now do it real hard down there. Now do both hands.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, that's what life is all about, new experiences and, you know, pushing the envelope a little bit.
See,
I think it's beautiful.
What you're hearing in the background is actually playing the piano, as in play.
This is play.
Hey, Mommy, watch this.
See, there's enough people doing structure, right? So this is a little bit of a balance.
How does he keep it tuned? That's the other question.
I know. You know, Jeff, I've got to say it's a toss-up whether the biggest draw was that piano or the dog laying on top of it. Everyone was talking to Bo and petting him, and he's so calm. I never heard him bark once. And Bo seems to enjoy the vibrations from the piano no matter how loudly it's played. And we were on Signal Hill for over an hour. I watched smiles appear on the faces of everyone in every car that drove by and everyone that came up to the piano. But there were a few skeptics.
Where'd that come from?
Well, from three young men who pulled up on motorcycles. Mike Hunt, Dale Croft, and Mitchell Devereaux weren't sure what was going on.
I was wondering how many miles per gallon he gets in that puppy.
That dog loves to tap that piano. Look at him. He's going to lose his little pickup.
You going to get out of here before he puts salt on the road,
chief? He's going to rust out in Newfoundland.
It's a hoax, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I think he just randomly woke up this morning, and he actually lives on George Street. He's like, I have a piano, and I have a pickup. And then now the piano's in the back of the pickup, and now he's driving around.
My owner's got a piano in the back of his truck. You got to talk to him.
Yeah. And did they talk to him?
They did. And within a few minutes, Danny Keene had them all playing his piano. And Keene even got his picture taken with them. And they invited him to a party that they were having the following night.
How does Danny Keene sum up his experience on Signal Hill?
On the way back down Signal Hill, Danny Keene told me he loved it.
You got these motorcycle guys on the truck, you got little kids, you got really conservative families, you got culture, non-culture, high society, low society, everybody, and everybody's equal. It's all about giving, and it's all about sharing, and it's all about being part of, you know, inclusively. Love it.
And Danny Keene isn't sure how long he'll stay in Newfoundland, but he and Bo are planning to experience other locations around St. John's. In fact, they were on the way to George Street the last time I saw them.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.